Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio. Sing the song, Ernie!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, INEA presents Plumbing the Death Star UK Tour with Adam News while Adam's in the background slowly dying of what I assume is some kind of swine flu. All our shows have been announced, the majority have sold out, but if you go to sanspansradio.com/live, you can check out the shows that aren't. As of recording, there's one ticket left in Bristol and one of the Edinburgh shows, under 10 for Cardiff, Belfast is just under 50% sold, and Birmingham has opened up some more seating. To answer some of the questions that we've been getting, each night will be a different topic, there will be merch, and if we plan everything right, exclusive merch, and for you D&D lovers out there, a section of the night will be dedicated to us ruining Adam's good times, probably with a dice. So, if you haven't already booked your tickets, you better get in quick, so that's sanspansradio.com/live, and we'll be seeing some of your handsome faces in October.
Welcome to episode 6 of The Day the Circus Came to Town, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. Previously. Sheriff Clint Elfwood reaches the church. You just hear shots.
I've done your job for you. I've given you ample bodies. Now it's time for you to uphold your end of the bargain.
Very well then. Exelona has come out, sits down on a bench and just watches. His face takes on your form. And you see there's like a couple flecks of blood on the right cheek. He gestures to the right cheek.
Do not forget, Mr. Algernon, that God is real.
And not just one God, but several of the gods.
The creature needs a sacrifice, and I might push him outside.
So this one save determines if you live or die.
Oh, boy.
You have 8 for reflex. Boy. You need to get, at the very least, 7. When it misses you, it immediately rears backwards and roars.
Hello, my name is Hooch, and I don't know any better. Lawful evil? I'll call that lawful evil.
You can tell that Flip Dangle is not pleased and is maybe about to punch you.
You're a very good boy, Hooch. You're a very good boy.
I think I just sit down.
The three of you, plus somewhere else in the circus, the two acrobats, all pass your first night in the town of Temperance with possibly a stony silence.
Yep.
Well, the next morning...
Feels appropriate. Right. All things considered.
The next morning, you, Algernon.
Yes.
You, Algernon, wake up bound to a chair.
Oh, good.
The last thing you remember is being knocked out at the edge of town.
Are we with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I assume you were, like, babysitting him.
I was trying to spoon feed him last night. Yeah, and he's like, cool.
Unconscious haze. Come on now, you need some food.
So having awoken and feeling, I suppose I could have behaved a little bit better yesterday. Feeling a little bit standoffish. So what say we are all untie these bonds and continue with the circus as we were before.
Smack Hooch on the fingers. Nope, we're not on time, little boss man. We need to have a family meeting.
Look,
I think discuss what happened last night.
No, look,
sunlight streams in through the window, all of you hear a loud, distant rumbling.
Right, that's not for us. Can you go get Barlow and what is his name? Simplon?
Simplon.
You go get Barlow and Simplon? We need to have a bit of a family meeting here.
Look, I've slept on it, and I dare say, look, when all is said and done, I possibly got a wee bit carried away yesterday
everything. Went a wee bit, but
all's well that ends well. All friends again. So
if you just want
to untie me, and we can go back to happy days for all.
Boss man, you raised harm against the family.
I'll go get the rest of
the game. No, I come back here, Hooch.
Yes, I'll come back to what is the necessary of my particulars in this building.
If you'd like to knock Flandangle unconscious, that would be greatly appreciated.
Flandangle, I'm here, the family of my related cousin.
Well, so am I, Hooch. So,
you better go get the... My two acrobats, please.
Who gave you employment? Who put a roof over your head? Who gave you food? Who has looked after you these many long years?
He's going to crack boss man across the head with the bow staff. And then gag him.
Oh, I'm sad.
Algernon, you feel a sharp and painful blunt implement.
There I say.
You in the back of the head. You're not knocked out. You're just dazed for a sec as Flanged Angle gags you.
Can I hit Flanged Angle?
You sure can. And they're off.
Right, going against the family.
Not a directed punch, more just like a bang. Smacked in the mouth.
Hooch swings at you, Flang, but you just easily, with the practice skill of a monk, duck underneath the blow.
Hooch, go get Barlow and Simpleton.
I'm going to turn around and just leave the tent.
Go get him. We're having a family meeting. I'll meet you in the main circle.
I'd like to head for the worm.
You look around and you can't see the worm.
I'll meet you in the main tent, okay?
Yeah,
Hooch, look at me. Go get him.
The only thing you're standing outside on the Triceratops' back, outside, just in front of where the big, house tent is, looking at the stairs going down, from your vantage point, scanning the area, you see the town, which is, well, not completely deserted. It's actually filled with, like, bodies. Not necessarily from the previous day, you just see bodies all over the place. There's a lot of just dead people, elves, in town. You also see the sheriff from yesterday walking down the main street, one of his guns in hand. Someone runs from one building to another, and as they run, he quickly whips the gun around, fires once, the person falls to the ground. He keeps going. You don't see the worm. That's all you see.
From the tent, I scream, "And get young Craig."
I'll round up the rest of the performers.
All right.
We move into the big tent. Do we have a main, like a mess hall top? Kind of thing?
Sorry?
Do we have like a mess hall for us, like as in like a tent for us?
Where,
like,
you have the big top that the Diplodocus is hauling.
Yeah, we'll meet in there. I'll drag Algernon on the chair.
Young Craig, I do not like the way this is going.
Exolona, or Young Craig as you call him or her, is kind of actually in your tent right now. He has his own room up the back.
All right,
so you can just go talk to him
Exolona,
yourself.
Exolona, we're having a family meeting.
Exolona looks at you from beneath the turban and says nothing but gets up.
All right.
The two acrobats are huddled in their tent, trying to pretend to sleep. if you want, you're gonna have to convince them somehow to come.
Oh, what are the names?
Simplon and Barlow.
Oh, Simplon and
Barlow Aerofly, technically, is his full name.
That's great. They are particular. We have a meeting with boss man. Flip Dan got him all tied up within his body in the ropes, and then wants me to get y'all into the same place they is.
Do you try to convince him with your spoke words first?
Yes, I do.
All right, your diplomacy check fails. They act as if they're still sleeping.
All right, I'm going to head back to Flip Dan.
All right.
I send him back out.
They am sleeping in them beds.
Well, then you better go drag him here.
Okay, then. I'll go drag their beds.
As soon as you start pulling at one of them, they both get up like, all right, we're coming.
I thought you was in the sleepy town.
Well, we woke up.
Oh, okay, then. The worm am gone.
You mention that to the two acrobats. They look around and they're like, huh. Then they look at the town and they're like, ah.
Yes.
They follow you towards the big top. Both of them keep glancing back towards the town. Every now and then you hear, pow!
Still going.
Still carrying on.
1,860 something residents we established on the way in.
Yeah, no, look, okay, fair enough.
And I look fair.
1,872. I wrote that down for some weird reason.
Strange.
1,872, except a bunch were dead.
So did I.
Yeah. Why did we write this?
I don't know.
I don't think.
We're like, it must come in handy. You know?
Yeah.
And it has,
Adam. At some point, this will be relevant. And guess fucking
not
what?
Not that many anymore.
Brilliant. We'll just cross that out, shall we?
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're all in the big tent.
Right. Well, Simplon, Barlow, Hooch. Well, we're here to discuss what happened last night. Now, I know boss man here generally looks out for us. His methods may not seem right, but they usually do us good. I mean, remember the times that we have gone to a town. Remember that village that was besieged by werewolves. When we went there, did we all think that we would end up performing to a bunch of werewolves while they supped on those villages? I did not. But boss man made a deal, and that was the best thing for us. And he has always done this. Remember that benevolent vampire that he drove a stake through the heart while the townsfolk decreed not to, but we knew that boss man had made a deal with a wealthy monster hunter. So whenever the boss man says to do something, he always looks out for us. And yes, some of us have been lost in the past. Yes, I was once a troop of six. Do we want to know what happened?
Paula starts crying.
Esmeralda, the fortune teller, look, the less I know about that, the better for me. So while we have lost people in the past, and while we have had come to blows, we have never once hurt our own kin, except for last night. All of you here hurt your own kin. And what are we? We are the Hoggling Family Circus. Now, Hooch.
Uh-huh.
You simply rolled, which one, up or E, out to the worm. Simply rolled him, and he ate him. He got et. Did he not?
Yeah, he put it inside the worm in his belly hole now is what the case of the matter is.
Yeah, not because of you.
That boss man, him make the direct particular sentence in
but
my
you were
head
simply to blinded by what boss man was saying. Now, you've lost your eye, and I can see that. Now, we have potions and lotions and salves and magic to bring that eye back, but you are not bringing that eye back. You hear me, Hooch?
Why come and I can't
because
have
this is your punishment. This is your punishment for simply blindly following orders. Okay, Hooch?
How come pay attention to the words what come out of you little mouth, not putting the boss man word in the head no longer.
Because I'm not trying to kill the family.
You am not letting me get my eyeball back in my head.
Because you need to be punished. You need to learn, Hooch.
I don't look at young Craig and the rest of the acrobats, just not like with like a, what are we going to do? Just like a blank stare.
Exelona's visage changes to that of yours. And he looks back at you with your face.
Oh. Now, Barlow. Simpleton.
Excellent. Simpleton. His face returns
Simpleton?
To normal.
Simpleton? I keep saying Simpleton.
That's Simpleton.
Simpleton.
Barlow, Simpleton. Now, you two, because of the fear, because I saw it in your eyes last night, the fear you had, you simply grabbed Tolari and you just flung him to the worm. And then I saw it. You were going to grab me. You were going to grab me, your brother in arms in this. You yellow belly cowards. Barlow, Simpleton, highs or lows? Highs or lows?
Barlow's crying. Simpleton says highs.
Simpleton highs. Barlow, highs or lows?
Barlow just is not in any state to talk.
Simpleton. For Barlow, highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs. Right. Now for being cowards, put your hands on this here table. If you flinch, this is going to be worse for both of you. Now put your hands on this table. I'm a generous man. I let you choose left or right.
What are you going to do?
And I'm your megalomaniac.
Put your hand on your table then.
Same thing. I'm witnessing what there is. Life is in cycles, and everything what am happening in the past repeating its damn self.
Simpleton looks at you, Hooch, and says, "Go get some rope." Simpleton gets up from the table. I think a little bit of madness has come over you.
Oh, this
as well.
Is a madness. You were ready. I'm not prepared to kill you here, and you better put your hand on that table, or things will get a lot worse for you.
I go get a rope.
Can I try to spit out my gag?
Sure. At this point, you've been trying for a little while, but at this point you managed to spit it out and you can talk.
Okay, all right. Everybody just calm down.
Where was this last night when I was telling it for you to calm down? I think there are laws that we need to be followed here, and if you do not follow the law...
Are they loose?
Oh, no.
No. Simpleton looks at you and whispers while they're talking, "The velociraptors."
I'll go and collect them and bring them to the tent.
Barlow and Simpleton, now I know that you've made some mistakes, but I am willing to forgive you those mistakes and not remove limbs.
I'm not going to remove your limbs. I'm just simply saying that you people need to be punished for going against the family.
Now, I'm just saying, you know, are you going to go with the man who is threatening gross punishment for a couple of little mistakes that, you know, yes, maybe result in a bit of loss of life, but...
He ordered me to be thrown into the worm last
Barlow
night.
Is not paying attention to anything right now. He's sobbing heavily into his hands.
Simpleton. He ordered you to throw me into the worm last night. What if he had ordered me to throw you?
What if
he had ordered us to throw Barlow into the worm? What would have happened? I'm simply asking, what do you think
is a correct punishment? We've all had some slip-ups in the last 12 hours. We've all been a little bit silly. We've all, you know, made some errors here and there.
So what do you think is a correct punishment for the death of Tolari and Upper-E?
We've all got limbs, and it can stay that way if you just untie me.
You might think that I'm going mad right now, but remember, I did not harm a single one of you.
Well, you're about to, so I don't know what that's...
Because simple is that there are laws for this thing. We are family. You do not go against family. And if you go against family, there needs to be, consequences.
Well, it's a bit funny because I sort of see... It seems a little bit to me like, you know, lopping off the limbs of family members.
I'm not lopping off
in some ways going off
here.
Against... Then what are you doing? Why are you asking them to extend their hands? What kind of barbarian are you? What kind of barbarian am I, sir? What do you want to do to them?
Have I come back with the raptors
yet? I cut out his tongue.
All right. So, Hooch, you walk in leading on the leads the velociraptors at one end. Right before this happens, right before you grab Algernon, Flandangle, you and Algernon both notice Simpleton trying to say stuff, but you can also smell the unmistakable smells of Pierce, and you see that there's a really dark patch around Simpleton's
She whiz.
He keeps trying to... you grab Algernon, push him back, and try to hold his mouth open at the same time that Hooch comes in with the velociraptors and... At the other side of the tent, both flaps are thrown open and the tall sheriff walks into the tent. Chink, 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 chink,
sir.
Chink, 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 chink. He grabs a chair, sits down at the table.
Evening, Sheriff. No, morning, Sheriff.
How are you going?
Pretty good. Busy morning?
Pretty busy.
We're just having a bit of a family business.
You it's all what they call a particular, they call a family cart.
Yeah, Sheriff, you're in charge of the law around here, are you not?
Now that you're this close to him, you see he's not drenched in blood, but there are flecks of blood all over him.
Man off my own heart.
Sheriff, if a man was to go against his kin for no reason at all, what do you think the right punishment should be?
The rule for a man who goes against his kin?
That's right.
He reaches into a side pocket and pulls out a little black book. The black book has a hole punched right through it, and you all recognize it as the black book that the preacher had yesterday. He puts it down on the table and starts flipping through it. Just give me a moment.
Yeah, no worries. Wait patiently, looking at Aldon.
Yeah, no, that ain't
like, I mean, like, I want to take your tongue, your lying, convincing tongue, but if the sheriff is like, hey, he got better, he's the law here.
If he who that goes against his kin is found and convicted guilty of this crime, then he should no longer be able to make his kin.
Right. I like just what? Like stop and be like, Sheriff, would you like to maybe be the judge here in this proceedings?
Well, I suppose I've been taking the last three jobs for the last day. You got any liquor first?
Well, hey, Hooch.
Yes?
Go fetch some liquor for the nice man.
Okay, you got any, what do you, would you call, would you say is your poison?
Just the first thing you grab.
Okay, then. I got the main tent.
Wait, when you say making kin, what exactly do you mean by that? In what are you going to... I don't want to put ideas in your head, but what are you removing or
prohibiting? He takes his hat off and sets it on the table next to him.
From me? Now? You can take my tongue, that's fine. If you want to make a deal here.
He doesn't say anything, he just stares at you guys.
I mean, like, realistically, if we're talking about my ability to make kin, I mean, part of that is my silver tongue being able to seduce those with which I would make kin. So, I mean, realistically, taking my tongue probably is going to do more harm in that regard. Is it not?
The sheriff.
I'm just saying, if something has to go, like, I'd prefer nothing was removed. I prefer to remain intact. Like I was saying before to Barlow and Simplon, everybody can remain intact tonight. You know, nobody's lost anything yet, and it can stay that way. And besides, Sheriff, since when did you start making the rules around here? Last I saw, I am the one with the army of velociraptors. So I'm just saying, if you want to just all calm down and put away your little book of the law, because all it will take is one or however many command words it takes, and those velociraptors will rip you limb from limb.
Sheriff, would you like me to gag him?
The sheriff turns from Simplon, who he'd been considering while you were talking, back to you when you start to threaten him. And he says,
you threatening me?
May I remind you, boss man, that you're tied up in a chair.
You know what the punishment for threatening a man of the law is?
I don't. No.
It's a punishment for most things around here. Death. Oh,
dear God.
I'm just going to default to the law here.
I'll come back to him. Drop down, like, I assume, like a brown label-less bottle of something in a small glass.
The sheriff picks it up, takes a long swig from it, puts it down and says, you there, boy, talking to Simplon, you best go get changed, you pissed yourself.
Hooch? What's the
velociraptors are in the tent with you guys.
What's the command word to make those velociraptors attack?
Oh, you got a man, you want the velociraptor get all angry.
You don't say that word. Hooch. Do not listen. Hooch, the lawman.
Excuse
is
me,
in
Mr.
Charge.
Lawman.
Mm. Hooch, who's...
In a situation where you got two people, one is your boss, but one is your boss through blood, other through game for employment, also blood. Which one you got to put in the particular first in your head?
Which one do you love more?
Like the animal most of all in the circus here.
Hooch?
I suggest you do whatever it takes to keep the animals safe.
Hooch, there are three people here threatening, not threatening, but there are three people here giving orders, and two of them are threatening to remove parts from other people in the room. One of them is not. One of them is willing to forget all of this and let that be the end of it. That is me. Who are you going to listen to?
Oh.
Sheriff leans back, kicks up both feet, puts them on the table, just keeps drinking.
Oh.
He's on the gun. He's been going around shooting people. He's been causing all sorts of bloodshed in this town. Who's responsible for all the deaths in this town? I think if you were to look, it would be him.
That's
now, if
fun,
you were going to
remember,
set the Velociraptors on anybody, I'm just saying.
Well, now, Hooch, I just simply want people to get what's coming to them. And now, the boss man here is threatening a man of the law.
Hooch, in the last 24 hours, we have lost so much. We have lost so many of our own through no fault of our own. So at this
through
point,
no fault of our
at
own,
this
sir?
Point,
Hooch,
are you really
feel...
going to side with a man who is threatening more death?
Through no fault of our own?
Nobody
Hooch,
needs
you feel
to die
uncharacteristic
except for the sheriff.
Power and agency over the situation. The eight velociraptors, terrifying beasts that you know they are, listen to basically your command only. If you ordered them to do something, they would do it.
We've lost Radino, and you did not mourn. You ordered the deaths of Taller E and Upper E, and they are gone.
Would we say that? Would we go as far as to say that?
You ordered the deaths of me.
I didn't. All I ordered was for them to be rolled outside of the town limits.
Look over
a bit of a punishment.
Exelona again. Exelona's face returns to that of yours. Then of Algernon's, then of Flang Dangles, then of the sheriff. And as the sheriff, Exelon mouths the words, protect your loved ones.
I'd like to make the command to just like get the velociraptors to turn tail. I'm just going to leave with them.
All right. You head out of the tent with the
Hooch. Hooch, what are you doing?
Of all the particular creatures and beings what have been within a part of my being and life, the only one what never done made me make a bad decision was the ones what don't make English or talk. I see when all this gross mess is corrected, I'll be outside with
all
the
right.
beast.
See you later, Hooch.
I'm going to leave with the velociraptors. I'm going to gather up all the animals.
Fine, thank you. Fine dangle.
Right.
I know we've had our differences.
I mean, there's no worm in sight.
Look, my difference is with you, boss. My difference is with you, boss man. I've simply just been.
They are currently. Oh no! Wait. Yep. All right.
My difference is with you, boss man. Here is that. Well, look. I understand that sometimes when you see a big creature, you go a little bit that creature crazy. I mean, there's been documents before of a pirate. He once saw a griffin, and that was the start of his griffin lust, and that was basically the start of his rule of terror. I understand this. This is something that happens in this world.
Unfortunately, no one
that we
survived
live
to confirm that story.
This is something that just happens in this world that we live in. You see something, you get consumed by it. I understand that. However, you went against the family, and I feel that there should be some punishment here.
And
it's
are you
all
going
that
to
saying.
Punish yourself? Because right now, what are you doing?
Right now,
you
trying.
Are being hypocritical.
Right now,
you
I am
are applying
trying.
A standard to me that you are refusing to apply to yourself.
Right.
Now, your
Go
argument
on.
Here is that you are going against the family or punishing the family yes. because they deserve to be punished, which is another way of saying for the greater good, which, let's face it, was that not what I did? All I wanted was to protect the family by gaining
you
ownership
bro.
Of an enormous worm.
That's
Could
fine.
You imagine the fortune and the honor and the legacy that
here.
Would be brought to the Hoggling family had we in our possession that large worm?
We could have only lived on the side of that worm.
We could have.
Did I go
now,
a little bit?
Like, you went
little
a little bit worm crazy.
A little bit worm crazy.
I agree.
That, but
if now, I may,
of course, Sheriff.
There's no use crying over spilt milk. Is all
I
I'm
could
saying.
Offer a way to decide this.
By all means,
he reaches into his coat, pulls out two clockwork pistols, sets them down on the table. What about guns at noon?
Well, quite frankly, I did not want to have to shoot boss man. In fact, I didn't want anyone to die. That was my point. We don't kill family. So I appreciate the offer, Sheriff.
Chopping off their hands and their tongues and their penises, so just
saying. Well, what do you think? If I had ordered you to be thrown out to the worm and you had survived, what would you do to me, sir?
Well, it wouldn't happen because it's not your place to give orders because I'm in charge.
But if I had
the Sheriff
done,
gets up and leaves.
Or if your boss had ordered you...
I'd like to start bridling all the animals.
I think I know what you're planning.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, can I just let's stop this argument for a second. Where is Hooch?
He's doing something with the animals.
In that brief
moment
of quiet, I assume you two hear the distant sounds of rumbling that means that the animals are moving.
I'm making all the right noises.
He's probably gathering the animals. Now just tell me here. I'm happy to call bygones and let bygones be bygones, boss man, but you need to tell. What kind of punishment do you need to have? Because we have lost two good men. Three good men, if we include that.
I'll go back into the tent and
we
give
say
every, all of the,
good
like,
men.
Other members of
because
the group, like, this.
What, by what parameters do we consider a man to be good?
Spin my finger, like,
I mean,
wrap it up.
Let's stop it, like, open. Let's unpack this for a moment here.
Simplon slowly starts edging towards the outside of the tent.
We have...
How about this, boss
there
man?
Is, look, there is
he
a
grabs
law,
Barlow as well.
And the law is mine, as I am the leader, and I do what is right for
that's
all of you.
Fine.
Now, those men disobeyed now, me and actively got in my way.
You
so
just,
when you say good man, I'm inclined to disagree with you.
You just grabbed Upper E and threw him in. He'd be nothing but loyal. Now, this is... You're moving the goalposts here, boss.
Am I there? Look, I just think if we're going to talk about the like loss to... of appendages, we just need to take into consideration all points of view.
Look, I didn't want to cut anybody's anything off.
Well,
I'd
you
like
certainly
to go back
seemed like you
get,
were fairly chop crazy
Craig,
recently.
Give him a look.
Young Craig comes as well.
Good, 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 good.
Wait, where is everybody going?
You know what, boss man? How about you just, you be king of this circus here, and I'll just leave you tied up. I'm going to leave now.
Wait, wait, hang on, what... Is there anybody left in the tent?
As Flandangle leaves, no, there is not.
What's going on outside?
I assume you guys are leaving.
Yeah, I'd like to think we're on the move.
They're like towards the edge of town right now.
I'm running.
I don't think you could catch up to them.
Is there any kind of horse or anything else going on?
You glance around. There was the horse that the dire kangaroo tried to drown the other day back in town. It's still tied to its post. It's a bit of a jog just to get to the horse, though.
Right, I'm going to go jog and untie that horse.
As you run, you pass the sheriff on the way to the city as well. Okay, so highs or lows?
Highs?
Oh, just in general for both of you.
Oh, lows.
Lows? Oh, you lucky little shit. Well, if you're following them... Then are you just like leaving town?
Yeah.
You guys just leave.
I catch up. Like, what's going on?
Are they like catching up?
Unless you want to speed it up. Like you guys have a top speed, a higher top speed, but like you can allow him to catch up. If
no,
you want.
Probably not.
You can't catch. You...
I was given agency over my decision.
My decision was that a horse just can't outrun even the slowest of his creatures, the Velociraptor.
Ultimately, Hooch decided I just didn't need this. I was told to protect the
you
one
can,
thing
like,
that mattered.
You can head after them, but with no supplies in the desert.
The worm was gone.
Great.
I'll leave.
It's up to you.
I'm heading off into the desert.
With Simplon and Barlow.
Everyone came.
Those yellow-bellied traitors. Fuck you, man. I was trying to protect the family. You've lumped me in with this piece of shit.
Am I still in the tent?
Yeah.
Can I struggle to get
free? After a while, you can get free. It's not like, I'm not going to even bother rolling for it. Eventually, you just worm your way free. But by that time, they're gone. You don't even know where they went. It's so long.
I like that the only people in the tower, presumably, are you and the sheriff.
And that maybe that female elf? With a monstrosity?
So I'm alone in the town where almost everybody is... Sorry?
Lila, the
Lila.
Elf.
So I'm in a town where almost everybody is dead. What we have is a crazy elf Frankenstein lady. We have a sheriff presumably sitting in the church surrounded by the bodies of his enemies drinking to his victory. A few hundred corpses and maybe some people too scared to leave their houses. And here's me in charge of... This town.
Just the big top.
just the big top. And
the town, if you want to say. I mean, like, it's not like anyone's really going to challenge you on it.
So I can own the town?
I mean, like, you own a lot of empty buildings, and...
Well, let's let's just say now, what the fuck else am I going to do? Like, I guess temperance is Algernon's now. Yay.
What will Algernon do with his new town and its maybe two inhabitants? Find out next time on The Day the Circus Came to Town, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.